This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at steroids versus placebo for low back pain, sitting time and all-cause mortality risk, and finally, a story about sleep and obesity. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 356, recorded May 4th, 2012. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study published in the April 17, 2012 issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine looked at the perineural inhibitors of tumor necrosis factor, such as etanercept, which have recently generated intense interest as an alternative to epidural steroid injections for lumbosacral radiculopathy. The study's objective was to evaluate whether epidural steroids, entericept or saline, better improves pain and function in adults with lumbosacral radiculopathy. Researchers tested 84 adults with back pain of less than 6 months duration, dividing them into three groups. They received either steroids or an inactive saline solution in two injections given 2 weeks apart. At the end of 1 month, they were assessed for pain. There were differences in results based upon the outcome measured. For example, when comparing primary outcome measures, the epidural steroid group fared better than those receiving saline. However, the largest differences were noted for functional capacity, in which etanercept fared worse than the other treatments, including steroids versus etanercept and etanercept versus saline. More patients treated with epidural steroids, about 75%, reported 50% or greater leg pain relief and a positive global perceived effect at 1 month than those who received saline or etanercept. The study concluded that epidural steroid injections may provide modest short-term pain relief for some adults with lumbosacral radiculopathy, but larger studies with longer follow-up are needed to confirm their benefits. As always, discuss all back-related issues, including medical treatment, with your doctor. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A recent study in the Archives of Internal Medicine looked at the effect that sitting has on our health. Prolonged sitting is considered detrimental to health, but evidence regarding the independent relationship of total sitting time with all-cause mortality is limited. The study aimed to determine the independent relationship of sitting time with all-cause mortality. The study's results found that the association between sitting and all-cause mortality appeared consistent across the sexes, age groups, body mass index categories, and physical activity levels, and across healthy participants compared with participants with pre-existing cardiovascular disease or diabetes mellitus. The study concluded that prolonged sitting is a risk factor for all-cause mortality, independent of physical activity. Public health programs should focus on reducing sitting time in addition to increasing physical activity levels. levels. Surf to our show notes for links. A study published in the May 1st, 2012 issue of the journal Sleep looked at whether sleep duration modifies genetic and environmental influences on body mass index, BMI. The study included a population-based sample of United States twins. The study concluded that shorter sleep duration is associated with increased BMI and increased genetic influences on BMI, suggesting that shorter sleep duration increases expression of genetic risks for high body weight. At the same time, longer sleep duration may suppress genetic influences on body weight. Future research aiming to identify specific genotypes for BMI may benefit by considering the moderating role of sleep duration. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Dale Carnegie. If you can't sleep, then get up and do something instead of lying there worrying. It's the worry that gets you, not the lack of sleep. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.